To the island of Hawaii now and the 4,200-meter summit of Mauna Kea, a dormant volcano that is sacred land for indigenous Hawaiians. Astronomers say it's also among the best sites on the planet for stargazing. Last month, after years of protests and litigation, the Supreme Court of Hawaii sided with those astronomers. It approved a building permit for the 30-meter telescope, or TMT, to be built on Mauna Kea. The TMT will be the second largest telescope in the world, and it will let scientists peer into the early years of the universe, some 13 billion light years away. But some say that knowledge shouldn't come at the expense of Hawaiian spirituality. Today we'll hear from two young Kanaka Maoli, or indigenous Hawaiians, who fall on different sides of this controversy. First up is Makana Kushi, who opposes the construction of the observatory. Makana, what's sacred about Mauna Kea and its summit? What does the volcano mean to Native Hawaiians?
Mauna Kea is sacred to a lot of Hawaiians who still believe that our Akua, or gods, I think would be the closest English word to describe them, live there, not because they're sort of like humanoid beings that are standing on the mountain and living their lives every day, but that these ecosystems are manifestations of these spiritual beings.
So what does it mean then to put a telescope at the summit?
Putting a telescope at the summit to me is really disrespecting these Akua, because we see that as a space that belongs to them and not to humans. And also, and I think these two things are related, the ecosystem there is very gentle. There's a really specific climate on Mauna Kea that the bugs there, that the water there, that the plant life there requires, and with a lot of building, they won't survive.
We should mention that not all Native Hawaiians are opposed to the 30-meter telescope. Some say that star knowledge has always been really important to indigenous Hawaiians, and the construction of this observatory is a natural extension of that. What do you make of that argument?
So I've heard that argument a lot, and what I would have to say is that these astronomers, they like to connect what they are doing as Western scientists to ancient Polynesian voyaging. Our people use the stars to navigate and to find their way to Hawaii. And I think it's a very surface level connection. Hmm. A lot of, you know, the knowledge that will come from the 30-meter telescope is not knowledge that will be trickled down to working class Hawaiians. It's knowledge that will be in journal articles and help the careers of STEM PhDs.
This ruling by the Supreme Court of Hawaii doesn't mean that construction will start right away, but it does lift the biggest hurdle that the telescope collaboration faced. In the past, Native Hawaiians who oppose the project have gone as far as blocking construction vehicles from the mountain to prevent them from working on the telescope itself. Do you expect to keep fighting against the telescope, maybe in those sorts of ways?
I absolutely do. People have stated already that they're willing to get arrested again. They're willing to put their bodies between people who are seeking to construct TMT and the sacred space. And I support this 100%.
Makana Kushi is a Native Hawaiian from Hilo, Hawaii, who opposes the construction of the 30-meter telescope. Makana, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's hear now from Mailani Neal, who's studying to be a physicist and supports the construction of the 30-meter telescope. Mailani, you've loved astronomy since you were a kid, and now you're working towards an undergraduate degree in physics, and you say it's your dream to someday work in the telescope. What makes Mauna Kea such an ideal place for astronomical research?
Well, aside from my view that Hawaiians are born to navigate the unknown, there's also been scientific studies done on the situation surrounding Mauna Kea. Aspects like water vapor levels, atmospheric turbulence are just much more pristine than anywhere else in the world. Also, the fact that there's not much light pollution at all, that's starting to become a really big issue. They've actually had to designate dark sky reserves. So to have a place that is already in the perfect condition for astronomy is most ideal. Plus the fact that there have been telescopes already up there, so a lot of the infrastructure is there.
What can we learn by observing space through this new telescope as opposed to the other telescopes that have been placed up there?
So the most obvious answer is the mirror size. With a bigger mirror, you can see further. And in astronomy, that's the name of the game. And we would also be able to see things with much more resolution. We would be able to see planets outside of our solar system.
Meanwhile, a lot of indigenous Hawaiians, one we just spoke to, oppose the construction of this telescope. They say the land is spiritually important and that building an observatory there would desecrate the land. What do you say to that?
I disagree that it is desecration. I've worked on the mountain for the past 2 summers, and all the staff that work at these observatories holds the mountain in such deep reverence. They love the mountain just as much. TMT itself would be a zero-waste facility. They've gone through the environmental impact. So that's all I can really say on that.
Let's talk a little bit more about perspective and framing, because as this controversy has gone on over the past 9 years, it's sometimes been framed as indigenous spirituality versus technology. But for you, being Kanaka Maoli and being a scientist are really intimately linked. What do you see as the problem with pitting Hawaiian spirituality in opposition to science?
Well, a big problem I see with that is not all Native Hawaiians are against the TMT. And on top of that, I think that the Hawaiians knew so much about the land, the animals, and about astronomy too, from observing. And that is the root of science.
Native Hawaiian Mailani Neal, who is studying to be a physicist and hopes to someday work on Mauna Kea. Mailani, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.